You may have driven past this building many times and not discovered one of St. Petersburg's best-kept secrets. It's 8 blocks south of Central on 31st Street. Inside that building, there are products being created, produced, and distributed throughout the area. Found on shelves, in our finest bars, in great hotels and restaurants. Products such as Southern Living's Best Artisan Vodka of 2016. Introducing the St. Petersburg Distillery.
Well, you got your old St. Pete vodka, your old St. Pete whiskey, your old St. Pete gin, and over at the back behind you, you got your old St. Pete rum. That's the product that we're running right now, the Tipplers. Mm-hmm. Then we also have our double gold winning, award winning in the San Francisco competition, the Banyan. Mm-hmm. We have that as well. Are you familiar with Burns Steakhouse?
Yes.
We also produce Burns special blends for them. You got your Burns whiskey that we just did at their Spirit Festival a couple months ago. Yeah. We just released that for them. They also have a whiskey, a gin, and a rum that we make here for them. So that's their own special thing that they have going on. So we're actually in the middle of a expansion. Mm-hmm. It's getting ready to be nice and massive out here. This is our laboratory here where everything gets created from the ground up. This is Mr. Adam, our assistant distiller.
Yeah, so you know, when a customer comes in, they say, oh, I want to do a vodka, like a mango vodka, let's say. Mm-hmm. You know, we work with them to find the right flavors, what they want. So we have contacts with a lot of flavor houses, mm-hmm. and we bring in, you know, we'll get samples and we'll blend up a bunch of samples for them, have them taste it once we get it right where they like it. Mm-hmm. Then we put a blend sheet together and we scale it up and take it to the next level and get it out there.
So. Take you over here to the distill side. What we like to call Creation Station. Well, you got 85 total tanks over here. From 5,000 gallons to 300 gallons, it just, you know, varies to the little drums. So we also have the center attraction over here. But we have our copper pot stills from the 40s. Good flavor blaze. I like to call this side the pretty side because all the ladies like to come in and take pictures in front of the stills. And this is the picture taken side here. This is our bottling line where we only touch the bottles twice, where we put them on and we take them off. Other than that, the machine does everything. Everything self-automated. You got your rinser. Well, to rinse each bottle and bring them onto the side, it will dry them out. Any bit of water in the bottle can lower the proof, which we don't want to have. This is the automatic fill station. Right now, we're bottling the orange liqueur, our Tipplers. 750s automatically fills to a certain level, and we keep it going. Once it leaves your filler, it comes over here to your corker. What automatically gets the cork. Comes on down. And this is where we're gonna get the capsule. Where it puts the capsules on, heat seals them, and pushes them on up. This is a two-part labeling system. Where it'll spin it, spin the bottle here, put your back label on, and then it'll rotate it, and then it'll grab your front label, put the front label on. This is your finishing product here.
I'm Warren, I'm the distiller here. Basically, I started from the very beginning before they opened up the doors. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when this place was just, you know, a warehouse. You know, we had to clean it up. You know, we had moved all the equipment, the stills. And basically, we went through about a year's worth of fabrication to the tanks, to construction, mm-hmm. and, you know, everything else, placement, paint. We painted the ceilings, you know, so we did a lot of demolition work to the facility. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be a mechanic until I met a fourth generation master distiller, and basically he's the one who opened the door for me. So, you know, we started making good product. You know, it's come a long way. You know, we went through a lot of trial and error, but to me, I feel like now we are definitely on the right path.
I'm Adam, I'm the assistant distiller. I kind of took a roundabout way to get here. I started out, I got a degree in chemistry, and then that didn't work out so well for me, so I went back and got a degree in chemical engineering, and then a friend of mine had moved down to Florida, and he found this opportunity for me and kind of put me in contact, and it just kind of went from there, and before I knew it, here I was in Florida.
Production supervisor at the St. Petersburg Distillery, Eugene Davis, tells us that you can find the company's spirits throughout the area.
Old St. Petersburg, along with Banyan and Tipler's and Walmart, Target, ABC, Lukens, Total Wine, and your mom and pop stops. Yeah. We're also trying to get into Costco. We're in all, pretty much anything downtown, the bars and stuff like that. We're also in a lot of the hotels. Fenoy, the Don Cesar, we're in Burn Steakhouse. We're in a little bit of everything right now.
So what sort of plans do we have for growth?
We got two different phases that we're looking at doing right now. Phase number one is already underway. We're going to make this people-friendly. We're going to have a gift shop. We're going to have a tasting room. We're going to have a lounge area. Some local art galleries are going to be here. We're going to have food here. We're going to have a big entertainment space here in phase one.
Yeah.
Phase two is a whole nother animal for a whole nother day. Stay tuned.
Okay. What sort of time frame?
The soft opening, from what I'm being told, is fall of 2020.
Great.
So everything is just now getting underway. Right. We got contractors picked out also locally from St. Petersburg. So it's going to be a nice venture.
Right. How can people learn more? I assume go to a website, but how best to connect with you guys?
You got I Have Freddy Spirits. You have .com. Mm-hmm. You have BanyanReserve.com. Okay. Or you can just pick up the phone and give me a shout, and we will give you a tour of the facility so you can see the now, and then you can see the later when it comes.
Our thanks to Eugene Davis, production supervisor, Warren Gardner, distiller, and Adam Mitten, assistant distiller at the St. Petersburg Distillery, a world-class production distillery owned by Eofrates Spirits here in St. Petersburg, leveraging deep industry expertise and delivering a consistent quality product on time and within budget that many of us enjoy. In bars, hotels, fine restaurants throughout the area and beyond. To reach out to Eugene Davis, call 727-851-5199. That's 727-851-5199. Or visit stpetersburgdistillery.com.
Radio St. Pete.